Welcome to AM Best Audio.
A change in the economy combined to return to work policies means a change in risks at the workplace. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Marcia Blanco, head of financial lines at Munich Re Specialty in North America. Marcia, so glad you could join us today.
John, glad to be here. Thank you.
So, Marcia, for various reasons, including post-COVID debt and lingering pandemic recovery challenges, some companies are struggling financially. What are the risks for those companies now in light of a possible economic recession?
Well, you know, first and foremost, you know, I'm going to be speaking to the current findings in our 2024 report. And in our estimation, basically, the biggest risk is really bankruptcy. Other than that, you know, companies that are struggling financially, they're going to need to figure out how to increase their revenue. Again, cutting expenses, which could lead to including layoffs, cutting back on some products and services. They may even have to hold off on some expansion plans or bringing out new products and services. You know, there's a myriad of things, but those top of mind for most companies at this time.
So what are the sectors that are especially vulnerable amid an economic downturn, and what types of risks might they face?
Sure. You know, the way I look at this, it's probably three or four areas, and then I'll come back into them. But, you know, one, newer businesses, two, companies that are reliant on discretionary spending. And then you've got your autonomous vehicles, if you would, or your car dealerships. So let's take them apart a little bit. So if you go to newer businesses, right, they're at a higher risk than others that don't have a seasoned management team. They know what they're doing and during an economic downturn. They also may not have a credit history or lengthy relationships with banks and other lending institutions. So they're not exactly soundproof yet. So there's some doubt as far as can they really manage through it. Secondly, those companies are relying on discretionary spending, particularly speaking to the retail and hospitality industry. Already some reports out already in the second quarter are showing consumer spending is already starting to slow as interest rates and inflation have both remained high. Probably expect the same for a little bit longer. And then let's talk a little bit about these car dealerships and autonomous vehicles. Again, they depend on discretionary spending. People are less likely to buy a new car when things are tight. So they may prolong it and then go and just repair it. And there was a Wall Street Journal article that just came out recently that showed the total amount of interest that consumers paid on their mortgages in 2023 rose 14% from the year prior. And that's according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis. That alone tells you if things are tight, they're just going to continue to just focus on the bare necessities.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So for employers who are mandating that employees return to in-office work, how does this impact employer risk, and how should firms adequately plan to mitigate the risks?
Well, here, I believe that HR is going to be a big factor on how they manage their risk, right? We're going to be relying more and more on them. I mean, I know Munich does, and it's going to be continued to be that way. They're going to need to figure out how are they going to enforce having people come back into the office. Is there going to be favoritism? Are they going to use basically, oh, it's a medical condition, so I can't go back into the office? But pre-pandemic, there wasn't anything like that. You have that as one issue, right? The other issue is we've learned that people are working longer hours when they work from home. So if you go back to a 9-to-5, are you going to penalize those people because they're only working 9-to-5? Another issue is we have a younger generation that started during the pandemic, and they're used to working remotely, not really knowing what the office etiquette, quote unquote, is. So that's going to be another bigger challenge for us as well to deal with.
Now, major topics and shifts in national culture around sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior in the workplace, for example, will no doubt impact life at work now and in the future. So as more employees return to the workplace, what should companies be aware of and how can they protect themselves?
Again, you know, HR here is going to be crucial. They're going to have to stay on top of current laws and explicit policies that are enforced consistently. I think that'd be the first step. Companies also need to be proactive. They need to have regular training for their employees on what is acceptable and what is not acceptable, set clear, understandable standards. Sometimes many companies only train managers on these issues. But I think it's going to be important to not just train managers. Again, I'll say it again, train your employees. Have managers understand and be able to recognize when there is an issue and try to diffuse it right before there's a claim. They can smell it. They could probably see it. You know, they've got the training. They should be able to help there. And last but not least, look to newer offerings such as bias training and working with different generations in the workplace, I think is going to be critical as well.
Sounds like changes in the wind, Marcia.
That's what I think so too.
That's Marcia Blanco, head of financial lines at Munich Re Specialty North America. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.